Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I go off on another tangent about one of the all-time classic movies ever made.
And another movie considered one of the great gangster flicks of all time. Actually, not that good. And the acting's even worse.
And it's all coming up on the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. I got a lot of things to get off my chest. You ready? Subject number one, the end of The Sopranos. So this was my second viewing overall. Second time I went through the series. Because remember, I saw the very first episode, number one. I didn't see the second. And the next door neighbor, when it was live, when it first started, the next door neighbor had called for whatever reason. It was like, hey, I'm not paying for this HBO. We have HBO. And they were like, you're not supposed to. The whole neighborhood had an understanding for like 3-4 years that we had free HBO. And it was like a glitch that they had in the neighborhood. And this was back in the day when you had to like climb the telephone pole.
You're still
somehow.
Living in Big Ken's house.
Yeah, this is this is years ago, man. I was a kid, obviously. Y'all, people might not know that. So I'm a kid. I'm living in Big Ken's house, Big Ken and Deb's house. And I the neighbor called, ruined the HBO for everybody. And my dad's obviously not going to pay for HBO, so that was the end. And so it's fine because my dad doesn't really care about TV. So years later,
even the amazing Transcendent Real Sex series.
I used to watch the Real Sex series. Wait, after my parents went to
your
bed.
Your dad didn't watch Taxi Cab Confessions?
I don't think so. No, I don't think you watched Real
How
Sex.
How would he know what was happening?
I remember one time he had Jerry Springer Too Hot for TV. My dad loved Jerry Springer Show. Loved Jerry Springer Show. This is the second time. So a couple of years ago, this was actually about 6-7 years ago. I was like, all right, I'm finally going to go through all the Sopranos. Watched it, loved it. And now like 6 years later, it's time to go again with Liz. And so we went through the whole series. We watched so much. It got weird because I started watching Righteous Gemstones on Saturday. It got weird to not hear the beginning of the Sopranos. What's it? They're called like A3 or whatever, the name of the song. Woke up this morning. It was weird not to hear the beginning of that after the for the HBO thing. So the end of The Sopranos, I didn't get the proper reaction from Liz that I wanted because of the streaming service. So they're playing Don't Stop Believing. Door chimes. Tony looks up. Cut to black. Right? Meadows on her way in. Door chimes. Cut to black. And it went black, and then the screen went to the corner. Like when you're done watching a movie or done watching a series, to keep you watching on your streaming platform.
It suggests other series.
It suggests other series. And it did that. It didn't leave it up when the credits started rolling.
So your screen wasn't pitch black.
Yeah. So it was for like a couple of, it wasn't the full 10 seconds. And so.
Like if you enjoyed Sopranos.
Yeah.
You might enjoy
so
a
Liz
list
goes,
of
yeah.
8mm human centipede.
Yes. And so Liz goes, oh, the power's out or the cable went out. And I'm like, no. And like I then all of a sudden it popped back on and Liz goes, oh, we got it back. And I go, no, it's up in the corner. And
it's done.
Anthony, I had to go back like five times and show her. She did not get it. She did not get it. The dude in the members only jacket, going to the bathroom, he would have had a clear shot. Remember Steve Sciarippa saying, you know, you don't even hear it when it happens.
Now, she's aware that this was one of the most controversial endings
she
in
was
television
not.
History.
She was not.
She didn't even know
she
that.
She was not, no. She did not know that this is one of the most talked about, controversial, celebrated endings in the history of American television. The history of television anywhere, frankly. Mm. She had no idea. So it really ruined the entire moment, the payoff of, we're going to watch this whole series, and it's going to leave her in the... I mean, I've been looking forward to this for months, and it ruined it. And there's, by the way...
What was the rest of the episode, by the way? I don't remember much about the rest of the episode.
Phil Leotardo, holy cow, the way he dies... Do you remember the way Frank Vincent dies?
I don't.
He's... Because basically, you know, Tony has to go into hiding, so he wakes up, he's at like a stash house... It's one of their mom's houses that they still have in their name that's not really used. He wakes up, and there's all this, like, there's a lot of, if you read or watch some of the stuff about the meaning behind a lot of it, you know, he's peeling an orange in this episode, and he wakes up, and it kind of looks like he's sitting and laying in a casket, you know, that type of thing. They both kind of, Frank Vincent, who's Phil Leotardo, and Tony go into hiding because they're both marked men. Like, both could get shot in the street at any time. So, finally, like, Phil Leotardo kind of goes rogue, and, like, Butchie's like, man, I don't, the guy with the eye, he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And Phil Leotardo's like, you have no choice. We already went, and so they think that Phil Leotardo's gone nuts. So, they call a meeting with Tony, and they basically, they give Tony the go-ahead to take out Phil Leotardo. So they find Phil Leotardo. He's at a gas station with his wife, and he's saying goodbye to his grandkids.
Oh, that's right. I remember
and he's
it.
Like, bye-bye, pop, and he gets shot. His wife goes nuts,
in the car.
Comes out. She left it in drive.
Car goes right over
Goes right over his head. The kid, the kids at the private school, where they're standing there, the one kid starts throwing up.
Damn, is that
funny?
I mean,
it is just, what a horrific way to go. And it's because of that ending, though, because you start to wonder, like, how did he get shot? I thought he won. But it's like, well, Butchie might have just double-crossed him to try to be the boss. Or it's always kind of been my theory since I've seen it. I've only seen it twice. I'm going to go through a third time eventually. I don't know. Maybe that's another 6 years. It's been my theory that I think Paulie Walnuts turns on him. That's my theory on it. Do you agree? I'll go to either one of you on this.
Yeah.
I don't have an input on this one.
Go ahead, Tom.
I mean, I've seen people say that over time, and I don't even know if the show...
I think Paulie Walnuts is the Clemenza if Clemenza would have turned.
I don't know if the show really even cared. I think the goal was, hey, we've spent all these seasons really showing the underbelly of this world, how it's nowhere near as glamorous. Maybe there are times it's glamorous, but then it always devolves back into, these are a bunch of children.
Really bad endings for everybody.
Nobody got the best of this. And yet here is this family getting together as a real true piece of Americana, getting a chance
at
to
a
all
diner.
Sit down at a diner and talk about their day and their lives. And it's the most normal we've seen this family since like the beginning of the entire show.
Yeah.
So it's like this tremendous bookend. And so the fact that you're thinking, all right, you know, when you're watching it, you've always wondered, how are they going to kill Tony? Or if they're going to kill him at all. And yet everybody has these feel-good vibes because you feel like Tony's won. You feel like he doesn't have to worry anymore. And then the show slaps you in the face with the reality of that was never going
to
be the way.
You always
have
to watch your back.
End.
Yeah.
For someone like him.
Yep. And I think that he had made peace with that, and maybe not like he knew he was going to die. He just knew it was going to happen someday like that, and it was going to go in an ugly way. And, you know, I thought about it, you know, watching that episode and the symbolism that's in there. Because I noticed the orange. For whatever reason, I noticed it. I've seen Godfather way too many times. I noticed the orange. And then there was this is why I think that Paulie turned on him, is the cat is clearly, I mean, it's got to be Christopher as a cat. And I think that Christopher, like, remember, because Paulie says something, then he, like, gives him a look. because I aim to serve you. Like, he's going to do, he's going to still do something that Tony wants him to do that he doesn't want to do, but it doesn't matter because he's, Tony's going to go away now. And he's sitting there and the cat walks up. And maybe the cat is happy with Paulie for that because of the way Christopher went. I'm not sure. Or maybe Paulie is, or maybe Christopher has an undying thing that no matter what, he's always going to be serving Tony. Okay? Because Tony loves the cat. You know, calls him a good guy, and the cat came to the house and stuff like that. And remember, Paulie and Christopher, like, they had a real love-hate relationship. Like, he called him Chrissy. You know, that type of thing. So I always thought that that cat was definitely Christopher. And then at the end, my theory of it, this is what I hate that David Chase did. I hate that he actually said what happened. I don't know what possessed him to tell people what happened at the end of it. I wish he would have kept it to himself and kept it ambiguous. I loathe it so much that he decided to open up his mouth and tell people what happened. Because I thought that that was one of the fun things that we did as a country, was wonder actually what happened to Tony. Because my theory was...
an all-time cliffhanger.
My theory was you were always his right-hand man. You were always his capo, like his main guy. There was Sill, Paulie, Pussy, you. You were there for all of it. You get shot. It's done for you. That's the thing. And it doesn't get to go that way. So because of that, I've always been really, like, but ever since I found out the David Chase thing, I've been upset.
Isn't the best part of it, though, that it kind of makes it funny. We're sitting here debating an ending, debating what he really meant. Mm-hmm. It's just one guy, and I guess a team of writers.
Yeah.
What they philosophized, what they wanted to do to end a story mm-hmm. arc, a character arc. But if he doesn't show it, and they didn't actually do it, then does it even matter? It's just what one guy... He happens to be the
true.
Creator.
That's a good point.
He happens to be like, you in your mind get to do with whatever you want, and because they never showed it...
But because of that, I can't have fun with it anymore. Because anytime I ever bring it up to anybody, they go, well, David Chase already said it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Like, we can't... Like, the whole...
It who cuts out the intrigue.
Who shot JR? They argued that for an entire year, mm-hmm. and then they found out who shot JR. You know what I mean? Like, they got to argue. Like, why wouldn't you just...
Yeah, the debate is better it's than one of the seeing greatest, it play out.
Yes, it's one of the greatest cliffhangers of all time, and you ruined it. And I mean, he don't have to answer to nothing. I do like to go back, because Matthew Weiner, right, is his name?
Yeah.
It's not Weiner, it's Weiner.
Weiner.
The connections to Mad Men, mm-hmm. the writing, the shows end with song, usually, the black... to the white, you know, white script with the black background, that type of thing. Like, it, that always stuck with me. And there's no secret why I really like The Sopranos and I love Mad Men's always going to be, as far as prestige, you know, drama television, number one's always going to be Mad Men. Every time I go through that show, I find something new. I find a new angle. The characters are all well written. I think they leave nothing on the floor. And the end of that show, I love the ending. I love that it, you know, it doesn't end well for everybody. Like, you know, like Joan's going on her own. We'll see if she makes it. Looks like she might, but we'll see. January.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jones is going to die of cancer and very sad.
Her whole existence
and bitter.
Was sad.
Yeah. And that's, well, actually, not January Jones the person, but yeah. Betts is gonna eat it. So that's my thought on that. I did have another thing to bring up with you, and that was your thought on Scarface. If you can just go ahead and share that with everybody.
That it's really not a good movie. It's a fun movie in my childhood when I was very immature and was all trying to basically watch every single mobster movie I could. I think every kid at one point like gets in that realm. Like, I'm going to watch them all because we glorified all these movies, all these characters.
Yeah.
The first time I watched it was unbelievable. I remember it was another one of these two VHS cassettes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was all, within one summer, it was Goodfellas, it was The Godfather, it was Casino. It was just like, I knocked out all of these one summer. Movies, they opened up a movie place in Chesterland, and every movie was a dollar just for that summer.
Wow.
When it opened. So I got everything. I watched every movie. You would have thought I was going to attend film school. All of a sudden, I never cared about any of this
before. Wow, we got a real Dawson over here.
It was all at one point in time. And it was amazing. It was just amazing to see all this stuff. And it's probably watching them all too fast, you know, kind of pounding them out.
Yeah.
Which is not the way to do it. But I remember watching Scarface and thinking, this is amazing. This is such a cool movie. And then that was one that when you go back 10 years later, like, okay, the acting's not good. The plot line is, you know, it's a remake. The plot is not original. The characters are so over the top. It's just a very flat movie in a lot of ways. Like, not a critically acclaimed, very good movie.
That's strong.
But I always had fun watching it. So
and unpopular.
I think there's a ton of movies that are just fun to watch that are not good movies.
I think I have to tell you, in a secret way, maybe I agree with you, because I told Owen, this is how this conversation sparked. Was it with you or with Owen? I think it was more with Owen. I've only seen Scarface twice. I saw it once in high school, and then I saw it once out after high school, like right after high school, like my freshman year of college, like might have been the summer between, and that's it. That's the only two times I've seen it.
Even like, the musical score is jarring. It doesn't fit some of the scenes, yet plays such a prominent role. It's so jacked
up. Pacino's amazing, though.
I didn't realize it till.
Is he?
He is.
I was looking through 80s, probably a month ago, just 80s soundtrack songs that were like those get you hyped up songs, you hear them, and the song Push It to the Limit.
Yeah, during the montage.
It had Al Pacino Scarface on the cover on the video.
Oh my God,
I'm like, that's not from Scarface. Scarface has like this great, no, I wouldn't look. Yeah, there.
Yeah.
It's very awkward for, like, just imagine that song, like, imagine Footloose being in Goodfellas instead of, you know, whatever they had, but yeah.
There was a third drunken viewing. This was at my buddy Jake's house. His late father came down the stairs. He thought it was me. It was this kid, Jeremy. We were watching Scarface. We're getting all lushed up. Definitely not of age to be doing this. Can't condone this behavior. And that scene, the Push It to the Limit scene.
Yeah.
And so we're like sitting there, we're drinking, and then like the drinking got into high gear, and we're going, Push It to the Limit! Like we kept doing that. And it was like, there's like 15 dudes, and I cannot believe his dad was trying to sleep upstairs. And he heard something, and I didn't think of nothing. He comes downstairs. I'm talking to my buddy, and he goes, hey. And I go, what? He goes, can't you handle your booze? I go, what are you talking about? And he's like, throw it up all over my GD porch. I went, that wasn't me, man. I didn't throw up on your porch. And it was this Jeremy kid. He was ralphing all over the porch. He thought it was me for whatever reason. It was a bad night. But I have technically, I've seen it three times. I've seen Scarface three times. I don't think it's bad. Like, there's movies. You got to remember. Like, this is my thing. Like, do you think it's a bad movie but a good movie? Like, there's a difference there. Like, you can just think a bad movie is a bad movie and then just be like, no, that movie sucks. You know, kiss my ass. Don't want to hear it.
I never thought it was a bad movie until I started watching Breaking Bad.
Okay.
And then people were like, those are kind of similar. And I went back and watched it again. Then I'm like, no, they aren't.
No.
One is a masterpiece.
They're just, Scarface is just hitting you over the head with these themes.
Scarface, in the same way that, like,
there's no subtlety, there's nothing.
Like, Caddyshack was funny, but Caddyshack is not an all-time comedy to me. It's a funny movie. There are funny things. And at the time that it came out, was very popular. But when I go back now, I'm not like, I need to. That's rip-roaring comedy to me. That's the same thing with Scarface. It is not in the same. It's not The Godfather. It's not Goodfellas. It's not Casino. It's not anything that it's put into the same category as.
Mine's Animal House. I've seen Animal House a couple times, and I know the references, but I'm not like, that's not on my.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
And I got people who are older than me, and they are repulsed when I share that opinion.
Like, I would put Scarface.
I was a Tommy Boy guy. I was that generation, man.
I'd put Scarface in the same category as, do you ever watch Blood In, Blood Out?
No.
Or, like, any of these, like, they're like East L.A. movies from the early to mid-90s.
You put it in that category.
I have no clue why I watched those movies.
Well, there was a cheesiness in the 80s. Like when I think even the Bond movies that were made with Timothy Dalton in the 80s, they are so cheesy compared to the other Bonds. There's something about the 80s with the musical scores, with the flashiness that just made those movies, like, it doesn't mean
they're
not.
There was a lot of cocaine was happening. There was a lot of cocaine.
I think all the cocaine was happening.
In these writers' rooms.
Yep.
They were out at Studio 54 or whatever club they went to.
Yep.
Doing a ton of coke, and then they come back and they go, we got a meeting in 15 minutes. Let's scribble some stuff on a paper.
It's the reason why I hold Roadhouse in such high regard. And let me tell you why. It should not work.
Because it's a perfect movie.
Perfect movie, and it should not work. Again, I cannot tell you, stress enough, he has a PhD. He is bouncing in a ball. Now, if you put the money out, I'm sure by $1988, opposed to what it is now, he makes a lot of money doing what he's doing, but it's obviously a very dangerous job. And, like, the whole thing, like, why do you have to run Jasper, Missouri? Why do you want it to be a hellhole? Why do you need that bar to be a hellhole if you're Brad Wesley? Like, don't you want things to be classy? You're the one who brought JCPenney. Why do you want it to be a hellhole? I don't get that. Like, you should be liking that Dalton's here. You should try to work hand-in-hand with Dalton. I don't get that. You should try to befriend him and work hand-in-hand with him and not just like, oh, I get 10% of everything in this town. Like, whatever. You should probably try to corrupt him in any way you possibly can. And when he does, it's like a half-hearted thing. And here I am. See, I'm getting involved in that movie again because the premise of it. You got Bigfoot running over cars. They blow up a hardware store. The doctor was previously somewhat involved. Oh, the doctor is Red, the owner of the hardware store's niece.
Right.
And she was definitely romantically involved with Brad Wesley at one point. And he is obsessed with her. And then Patrick Swayze's there. The guy is way too sexy and way too smart they find the word cooler instead of bouncer.
Well, bouncer was a different job.
Was it, Owen?
Oh, of course.
You could just be head bouncer.
Of course.
No, he's a cooler.
Cooler had that's like being the shift supervisor or the floor manager. They're different jobs.
And him and Wade Garrett, their legends are so big, they're known in bars throughout the country.
Of course.
And it comes down to,
well, they also have a hotline where they can just pick up the phone and call each other.
The ending of the movie, the town's business leaders who are tired of being screwed over by Brad Wesley get up and blow his guts out his ass with shotguns. The police show up. The first time a cop has showed up at all in this movie, the cops show up. They just hand the guns to Red and he goes off and then he comes back and everybody's just laughing.
Back then,
Brad Wesley's,
they handled their business like men. Yeah.
Brad
they didn't
Wesley's,
need to involve
no way,
the cops.
We need to get
Brad
back
Wesley's
to that.
Insides are splattered all over his trophy room. There are dead men dead henchmen all about the property. Then you have Tubby or whatever. Yeah.
Blown up monster trucks everywhere.
If you think about it, this would be funny.
And they just laugh.
That's the best part. And then they did a stakeout where they followed people, but they were in a monster truck.
Yes! Yes! They're sitting in the corner of the parking lot of monster trucks staked out. Not an old brown Caprice. It's a monster truck. It's Bigfoot. Yes. And there's a car on fire in the front yard, and the cops are like, hey, we've had our fun. And then Patrick Swayze has sex out in the river. And that's the end of the movie. And I'm like, wait, Garrett's dead. You're smiling. This what just happened. The movie should be so bad. And it's so good. And it's magic how they put it all together, and you love it so much. And I'm thinking, that's why I get so defensive of that movie. Because maybe Scarface is the same way, Tone.
I don't think it's acted the same. Roadhouse, the acting is superb.
It really is good
acting.
The
Scarface acting is a little, other than when he's in the shower with the chainsaw.
Which is a great scene.
See, it seems to be a little over the top. That's the thing, it's over the top. And, like, you got a big gun, and you're taking on the whole CIA and FBI.
Swayze pulled the guy's heart out.
No, it was his throat.
Sorry, his throat.
Yeah. I always got it mixed up with the heart, too.
Ripped out his voice.
Like the Temple of Doom guy in Indiana Jones.
Yep.
That's a little overdramatic.
It should not work. The whole movie should be one of the worst movies ever made.
But we talked, you're not going to watch magic. You're not going to watch the streaming
one. No, because...
I do want to see it. I just want to see what
that's fine. That's fine.
I want to see the adaptation, what they did with it, how they made it contemporary. Because you're right. If this happened, everything you just explained with that kind of murder, that kind of mass carnage.
Yes.
Imagine if they cut to a news anchor and the news anchor goes, at least 30 dead, terrorism considered, FBI, CIA involved. The National Guard storming.
Like, what
well, it is
would
an
you
election
think?
Year, so.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. And now we have to wonder if JCPenney's still going to be there. Brad Wesley's guts are all over his trophy room. JCPenney ain't there right now.
He got them in that.
Yeah. Got them in that town. So who's going to, by the way, can Red bring JCPenney? Does Red have those connections? Does he?
I think he's more of a Sears man.
And what happened to Sears? Yep. So did the city?
They had dentists there.
Did the city of Jasper not know how good they had it until it was too late?
Hey, I'm going to Sears. What are you doing, Root Canal?
Like a couple years later.
Also getting my senior pictures there.
Were there guys,
if I don't come home with a new lawnmower.
Were there guys sitting in that diner at 7 a.m. while they're drinking beer and dancing? And the doctor's there, and she has to go make her rounds half drunk later in the day in a couple hours. Where there are people sitting at that diner going, you know what? Maybe this town had it better when Brad Wesley was still here. Maybe they had it a little bit better. Just thinking.
Well, that's a case for some of the great dictators of our time.
The
trains ran on time.
When Brad Wesley was in charge, the trains ran on time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.